Welcome to the podcast. Here we explore ambition, well-being, and impact, and we dive deep under the surface level tactics so that you can build a freedom-focused business on your terms. Hi, I'm your host, Annalise Warne, an agency CEO, business strategist, and coach, as well as a wife and homeschooling, traveling mama of four little ones. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational business leaders, as well as practical marketing and leadership strategies that you can action right away. So let's get into it. Hello, hello. I just recorded 5 minutes, but didn't record 5 minutes. Anyway, hello. Welcome to the show. I've been talking to myself. So what we are talking about today is how to get more eyeballs on your business. The number one problem that I see is that people are not filling their funnel, right? This is the number one marketing problem that I see. And you might have the best offer in the world, but if nobody knows about it, you cannot sell it. You cannot sell to no one. You cannot sell to no one. So it doesn't matter how beautiful your website is. It doesn't matter about the content that you put out there. It doesn't matter the results that you get for your clients. If no one sees it, then no one can buy it. So let's talk about three ways that you can get more eyeballs on your business starting today. I'm going to make this super quick, because I want you to take action. I want you to pick one and I want you to go and do it. I want you to take action today. Send an email. If you need to send an email, like craft an ad. If you need to craft an ad, whatever the thing is that you decide that you're going to do, if you feel like you need to get more visibility, which yes, you need to get more visibility if you want to continue to sell, then you need to choose one of these things, because the buyer journey, right, starts with people being aware of you. I've spoken about this so many times over the years, but it's a funnel, right? So the funnel is wider at the top. That is where the awareness is. People need to be aware that you exist, or they cannot move into the funnel further. The second stage in the funnel is consideration. This is where your content comes into play. And the third stage in the funnel is action, where they actually do something like buy what you have, sign a contract, whatever it is that you are leading them to. But that is a small percentage. And to get people to the sales, we need a big percentage of people. We need a large amount of people knowing who we are. So think about this in terms of, let's talk about this in terms of jewelry, right? Say that I know that there is a jewelry shop. There is a jewelry shop. It is online. I know that because I've seen their ads. And that means, you know, if I'm not in the market for jewelry, I don't care, or I'm saving for something else, I've got enough jewelry, then I'm not moving to consideration. But I'm aware that they exist because I've seen their ads, or I know that they're there because they're on the corner shop, or I know that they're there because my friend bought something from there and she told me about it, right? I'm aware of the business. Just like I'm aware of Specsavers, I'm not moving to consideration for Specsavers because I don't need glasses yet. And so I'm just aware of them, but that's fine. I'm aware of them because of their marketing. And that's the space that a lot of people are missing, is just getting lots of eyeballs, lots of people knowing who you are, what it is that you actually do. So if we're moving to consideration, that's when I see the gold ring and I'm like, oh, maybe, like, oh, do I want it? Like, I don't really need it, but I like it. Maybe, oh, that would look good with this. Oh, actually, maybe, right? That's the consideration. That's when I'm seeing more specific content. That's not what we're talking about here. That's our content that feels good, that we like doing, because, you know, that's the stuff that we kind of, when we're doing social media, that we do. But the piece that we're talking about is before that, before people can consider what you have to offer and seeing if it's a good fit for them, then they need to know that you exist. Then you need to get in the ring. And if you're not in the arena, then you can't play the game. So here are some ways. The first one, like I've already mentioned, is ads.
ads are going to help you get in front of more people. They are a fantastic way to grow your business. This is how I built my coaching company, is on ads. I built my agency a different way, which I'll talk about in a minute. We did grow it with later with ads, but that's not how I started. I started my coaching company with ads because I'd had that budget set aside, and I knew that I didn't want to spend my time. I wanted to spend my money, which for me, the return on investment has been fantastic, and this continues to be fantastic. I still use ads every single day in my business because I want to build my visibility. I want more people signing up to my email list, and I want people signing up for workshops and things. So I always use ads. You can use these in different ways. You can just get brand awareness for this by linking people to your Instagram profile or your social media profile. I do this. I will boost high performing posts. Not boost them. I will not use the boost function, but I will go into the back end and actually set up an ad campaign for posts that perform well. And I will push this out to people in my audience, to people in my target market. This is just getting my Instagram feed in front of other people, other women specifically for me, that will want to or potentially gain value from my content. So they're just going to find out about me and spend more time with me. I put about $3 a day on this. It's not a massive amount. It contributes to Instagram growth as in followers, which I don't really care about. What I care about is not the number, but I care about relationships and connection with people that are coming into my world, with the right people coming into my world. So the posts that I typically choose here are ones that, yes, high performing, but also ones that speak uniquely to what I do or my personality or my values. So they're not just a random post, but it's something that speaks really core to what I believe in. So for example, right now it's the ambition, impact, motherhood, well-being post. I talk a little bit about what I believe in that. It's a compilation, it's a reel. It shows a bit about my life. If people resonate with that, they're going to resonate with me. So I have an ad for that so that people come over to my Instagram profile. They'll have a little bit of a stalk there, and hopefully they've resonated with the ad. They'll resonate with the rest of my content because it's aligned with who I am, and they'll follow and they'll become part of my world, right? That is a strategy to get more eyeballs on your business. I'm not yet nurturing them. I'm not yet getting them to opt in for anything. I'm literally just getting in front of people. More people are becoming aware of me. So that is a strategy. If you do a specific ad that says, you know, follow me for more, then you're going to get more follows. For me, it's more about the relationship, like connecting values part. So I don't have that call to action there. So you can totally do a face to camera and just say, hi, you know, this is what we do. We talk about this over here. If you're interested, come over and follow. You know, definitely you can have that if that's part of your strategy. It's an option. Another option for ads is to have an opt-in. So in this way, I do this as well, and I'm running these ads concurrently, always growing an email list. So for this, for me, I'm speaking less specifically about myself and more about the problem that I solve. So one of the titles that I'm running at the moment is Put the Free Back into Freelancer. Guess who's going to download that thing? Freelancers or virtual assistants or service providers, because they're the women that I'm happy to pay more money to get on my email list and begin that deeper relationship with. On my Instagram, it's going to be all different types of people, women, mostly women, but it doesn't have to specifically be freelancers. If I'm going to pay more money for, which is more expensive than a brand awareness ad, and I'm going to pay for an email address, then I want that to be my ideal person, which right now is a service provider. So that is how I run that. It's a free, it's a PDF offer. Based off that, I've got about 5 emails that they get over about 2 weeks. And then they join the bulk email list and they get podcasts and all of that sort of thing. The point here is to build that relationship, give them something that is high value, that is going to help them. And then the emails let them more into my world and invite them onto a consult call. So that is how I'm using ads right now. You can use them for other opt-ins. You could use them to go directly to a consultation, which depending on what you are, depending on what you do, you might not need a freebie, an opt-in. You can go directly to consultation. For example, I run direct to consultation ads for trades, for like design consultations for home builders. I run them for mortgage brokers for consultations. I've run them for coaching in the past. They're typically more expensive to do it that way, which is why the freebie way where we're launching and things for people who launch, it's great to have the email list. And so you can use ads in different ways. That's number one, strategy number one. Strategy number two is collaborations. This is where you are leveraging someone else's audience. Now, what this can look like is only as limited as your creativity, your imagination. It can be Instagram lives. It could be Facebook group lives. It could be co-product, something with a co-product. You could do speak at someone's event. You could sponsor someone's event. You could, you know, be an influencer or have influencers for your products. Like it, there are so many ways that you can collaborate. What you want is you want to choose somebody who works with or has an audience of your ideal clients, but they serve them in a different way. So if you are a virtual assistant that works with real estate companies, you probably are not going to collaborate with another real estate VA who works with real estate companies. Like unless one of you does, one does admin and one does, you know, marketing or something, but you want them to work with the same people or have those same people in your audience, their audience, but serve them in a different way. So for example, maybe a photographer and an accountant or a business coach and an accountant, right? They're serving the similar people or the same group, but they're different way. That is a collaboration partner. In the case where it's someone that works with them in exactly the same way, maybe that person's a referral partner. Maybe that, you know, there are different opportunities there. We never have to just discount someone because they could be considered direct competition. There is more than enough for everyone. We don't need to get caught up in that scarcity mindset. We can do collaboration type things with anyone, but the easiest things to set up are where you're serving people, the same people in different ways. So get creative. How are you going to get in front of their audience? Are you going to do something together? Are you going to do an interview? Are you going to, you know, I'm going to stop there because there are like, I'm sure you have most incredible ideas. And when you get together with someone else, those ideas are going to be, you know, that synergistic effect is going to be magnificent. So have a play. Think about how you can collaborate. This is great. Because the trust that that person has already built with their audience automatically gets transferred to you. And you don't typically have to pay for this. So if you don't want to pay for ads, that's fine. You can do some sort of collaboration where you automatically get in front of their audience and you're co-promoting to each of your audiences. The point here is that you both benefit, you both contribute. It's something that you do together. And that's how collaborations work, right? Everyone wins. The person, the clients win, and both of you, the collaboration partners win. All right. The third way that you can get more eyeballs on your business is by podcasting. Now, this can either be that you are doing your own podcast, yes, but then that means you need to promote it. People are not just going to stumble upon your podcast. Either you can run ads to your podcast, which I do, or you can you have to be promoting it in some other way. So really, the eyeballs piece with podcasting is getting on other people's podcast. So similar to collaboration, but it's a different strategy because you're not looking to have this mutually beneficial thing. You are talking to the podcast host about providing value to their audience. So it's a little bit different, which is why I've put it in the third bucket. So the best strategy here is to think about, again, who speaks to your ideal people. There's actually two strategies here. Who speaks to your ideal people and what value can you provide? Again, you want to be able to choose people that serve your audience in a different way, because if you're both marketers or you're both virtual assistants or you're both accountants or whatever, then there might be a little bit of a clash there in terms of their strategy for their podcast and your ideals for your ideas that you have for the episode. So what you want to be able to do here is to pitch the value to their audience and say, I know that your audience have these problems or in this place, and that, you know, this is how I can help them. If you think that that would be of value, then let's get in touch and we can organize an episode. From there, you will likely have to follow up with them. We are busy, right? And podcast hosts are super busy. There's often not a lot of money attached to the two podcasts in and of themselves. It's based off getting clients from it. So it's a lot of podcasts are a labor of love. And remember that when we are pitching people, we're not just doing bulk pitches. We're actually being selective around people who are going to be the best fit, who we are going to offer the most value to. So my strategy for myself and for my clients is to pitch on, you know, say we do it on a Monday and then follow up the next Monday and follow up again the next Monday. Now, then that's it. So you've sent three total emails, but only if they haven't actually reached out back, then if they haven't responded three times, we can leave it alone. But I often get people coming back on that second follow-up. So don't miss that one. We're busy again. So we want to give people the opportunity to be reminded of the opportunity to actually have the conversation and have that value provided to their audience, because the idea is that we make them look good. So the other strategy with this is to either have a podcast yourself and you invite on your ideal customers. So this is how I grew my first agency initially, was I told building companies, trades, and building coaches, those kind of people, that I had a podcast. I was starting a podcast and I started interviewing them. Now, no podcast episodes went out for like, I don't know, 3-6 months, but I recorded them and I did end up publishing them all. But this strategy allowed me to get in front of more people because I could post in building groups about the fact that I had, like in Facebook groups, that I had this podcast. And so that way I was getting in front of, I had a legitimate reason to get in front of people without selling to them. I was offering them an opportunity for exposure, to talk about their journey, to give back to other people in the industry, all of that. And then so that helps with eyeballs, right? Also, then you build relationships with people, which is more of a sales strategy, less of an eyeball strategy because it's one-on-one, but it's still an incredible strategy to actually build relationships with your podcast guests or the podcast hosts. My strategy in 2020, when I was on podcasts like three times a week, was to build relationships with the hosts. That was my strategy. Like, yes, great, I was getting in front of people, but I wasn't doing it to have the episode out there. I wanted conversations with high level people in business, and I built an incredible network that way. People that I still work with, people that I've done joint ventures with, like it's such an incredible way to build relationship when you are speaking with someone in that way, in that in-depth way, because they know that you're an expert. You get to ask them about them. Like it's really magic can happen. And so think about podcasting as this multifaceted thing that you can leverage in different ways, and think about where you are in business, what your goals are, what you need, where you're lacking, and how that might actually, you know, fill a bit of a gap. So those three ways, ads, collaborations, and podcasting, are the best ways that I have experienced to get more eyeballs on your business. So if they all sound amazing, don't go and do all the things. Please, 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 please don't go and do all of the things. Pick one thing. Just pick one thing. And I know that I said that I'm doing multiple things, but I didn't just start them all at once, right? I've been in business for 6+ years. Just pick one thing. And when that thing is performing, right? Hear me. When that thing is performing, not if that thing performs, because all of them will perform if you stick to it and you focus and you refine your strategy and you commit to actually doing the thing, it will work. I promise you, it will work. So pick one, and when it is performing, add more. So for you, pick the one that either is the easiest for you to do or is going to get you the biggest bang for buck, like the best result. So if you spend an hour, which one of these things by you spending an hour on it will give you the biggest result, like the get you in front of the most people? So the answer to that is probably some form of collaboration, so relationship building or advertising. The podcast one is a little bit slower to get off the ground because you have to refine it, you have to do research, you have to pitch, then you've got to wait for the interview, then you've got to wait for the episode to actually come out. Like it's a bit of a slower long-term slow burn. So I would decide whether you want to spend time, collaborations, or money, ads. And based on that, choose the thing that is going, that is right for you right now. Do not pick more than one. Just pick one and add more when it is performing. If you're already doing a few of these things, maybe cut some out. Maybe stop ads for now or stop collaborating for now and actually just really focus on nailing one of them and optimizing that as much as it can. And once you have done that and you have a consistent strategy on that, make sure you're moving to the next phase in your funnel and thinking about how you're nurturing them, how you're building relationships with those people once they come into your world. Because we need to do that with our marketing funnel. We need to figure out how we're getting more people in, make sure then that we're actually talking to them in the right way, and then make sure that we're selling. But we can't do it all at once. Just do one thing at a time. So pick one way to get in front of more people. And really look, like really focus on that. Focus on pouring yourself into that. If you are not doing this optimally right now, then really think about how you might make that happen. If you need help with this, book a call with me. I'm more than happy to talk with you. We offer a free 15-minute strategy session. You'll walk away with a 3-step action plan and feel so much more confident in moving forward. So don't just sit on it. Don't be embarrassed if you think that you would like support and guidance on this. I offer these because I want you to take action. I want you to implement, and I want you to not waste time. So truthfully, please take advantage of the opportunity to book a free call and nail this, right? Decide what you're going to do, make a plan, and get support moving forward. So that's it from me for this week. I hope that you found this useful. I hope that you take action. Please, please, please do the things. And that's it. I'll see you in the next one. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Two things before you go. If you have loved this episode, please grab your phone to subscribe and review the show. And if you are ready to make a power move in your business, book a free strategy call with me, and you will walk away with a 3-step action plan and a new fire in your belly. Book your call at annalisewarn.com/consult. The link is in the show notes. Have a fabulous week.